Transferred to here. We'll have to hear this afternoon. Impression I have is that Magruder got three, well, including Sam's, you've got four big fish.
Yeah, well, incidentally, that was a curious thing. I mean, Anthony did say that he thought that, he said that he thought that Sam's was the one that probably was more of an ice. That is utterly ridiculous. Because I can tell you that all the people that call near states, there's no goddamn thing. He's outraged. He's ridiculous and harassing. So you see, people are getting to him about stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wrong.
So the money end of this is a troublesome end.
Yeah.
Mitchell and Stans are involved in that.
Yeah. And Mitchell, Stans, and Kalmbach.
And Kalmbach, right.
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 None of them will even keep other.
And those chips are going to have to pretty much fall where they may, as I see it.
What are they going to say?
Well,
raise the money.
There's a hell of a lot of money, and it floated around, and there weren't receipts, and there was funny bookkeeping, and there was a lot of hanky-panky. Money went to Mexico and back, and there were just a hell of a lot of odds and ends of stuff over there. Now, Stan says he's clean, and I suspect he is. I think he can tell a damn good story.
No, Stan, yes.
So, Mitchell is going to end up being the fall guy.
What will Mitchell say?
I don't know what he'll say. I just don't know what he'll say. He's been puffing his pipe and looking at the ceiling and saying, you guys have got a problem. We're beginning to get to him a little bit. Dean's been hammering away on him to impress on him that he's got a problem here.
Well, what is he spending money? I don't know what he can say except to say, well, I just frankly didn't keep this close enough control.
I think that's
his best. This money.
That's his best defense.
I didn't control it.
That's his best defense.
It's his only defense.
I was in the Justice Department and so on and so forth.
It may
well,
be correct. It may not be.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
You think he knew?
I think he knew, and I think LaRue was sort of his agent and kept him posted for going. Mysterious shadowy figure that hasn't been called. And,
he was into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, Bob had what we call constructive knowledge through a fellow named Gordon Strawn.
Yeah.
Gordon Strawn's job here was Bob's liaison to the campaign.
Right.
Gordon Strawn kept the most meticulous attention to detail. But very little of it was it actually part of the Bob. What Strong was a sort of a data bank. So that if Bob needed to know something, he'd pick up the phone and say, Gordon, what about this or that? And he knew.
My point is, did Bob know that information was coming from town sources?
No, but I suspect Strong did. And it was a situation where Bob
Strong just admits it.
Well, Strawn probably never comes into it. Probably never does. Because Strawn's job was not to direct anybody to do anything. It was just to keep informed. Right.
Okay.
Now, on Coulson, you have two diametrically opposite stories.
You have his.
You have his, and you have Dean's conclusions, born of a lot of odds and ends and circumstantial evidence that he's putting together. Dean tells me privately that he thinks that Coulson was, in fact, in meetings, and that Coulson probably was the efficient cause of Magruder doing this tap work. Now, that's John's, that's his conclusion based on circumstantial evidence.
I don't mean that. I don't think Coulson, I believe Coulson's totally capable of it. I would doubt that Coulson would be that unaccountable. That's all.
Well, let me tell you, the hunt trip to Dita Beard was a bonehead play.
Oh, it was. So it is.
And that was a Coulson operation from beginning to end. So I have to assume that
well,
Chuck was kind of intrigued.
I
think he was. I think he was, because Hunt's a cops and robber type. Now, I'm not going to tell you with any degree of assurance that Chuck's involved. But what's important to know about this is that there are circumstances which a diligent counsel could put together. In the same way,
now,
John.
The point is that we come with the executive privilege.
Yeah.
This is going to be the first thing we've got to decide.
Right.
The claims. What do my window claims today about executive privilege? Should he insist on written interrogatory and then negotiate
Well,
that? I think.
damage that you take is as a result of somebody like me or Bob or somebody walking up the Capitol steps through the gauntlet of television cameras, regardless of what's said inside.
Right.
All right. Supposing you were to say to Urban and Baker, look, you and your two counsel,
I told them that he wouldn't buy it.
Come on down here and talk to anybody you want. We're afraid of this becoming a circus.
Yeah.
In some way, okay. Protecting
now,
the...
The point is, though, if you realize that does not protect the supposed Colson, and that it's going to protect him, and they go right into Colson again the same time.
Colson will handle himself beautifully.
Yeah.
He's righteously indignant. He's been on the Elizabeth Drew show. He's taken the Today Show questions, and he says, hell, I have anything to hide, and I'm fine, I'm clean, and all the rest of it. I don't know. I can't tell you that's perjury. All I can tell you
is... The only point about perjury is this. Having proved it in this case, we had the son of a bitch in the first hearing. And I'm just not trying to argue the other side. Whether it's against Mitchell or Colson, it's a hell of a hard rap to prove it.
Oh, sure.
Don't you agree?
That's right. And this would be a circumstantial case. So, in effect, we take the Fifth Amendment, and we sit here, and we just set it up. Is that worse?
Yeah. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up, I think. It's worse than what will come out.
Well, I think so, too.
I'm afraid, John, I'd like to do that from a personal standpoint. Believe me. Baker.